Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the inventor, yep. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. Showing for pretenders, exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct, distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blues, to women's views, the voice is what? Tell them what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down like I always do. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do all day, every day. Let me pay my bills and pay my respects. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lou Diamond and his family, man. My prayers go out to you, man. Yo, shout out to my whole Street Queen fam. Shout out to Game Face. You know, put your Game Face on. Shout out to Ruly Ware, you know, official sponsor of Lush Radio Online. You can check out the hottest exclusive eyewear at Ruly.com, www.rooly.com. Check out the hottest, flyest eyewear out there in this whole industry. Check it out, yo. Also, I want to send a shout out to all my DMV cats worldwide. You know how we do, man. We shut it down. Shout out to P. Gutter. Shout out to your man, Billy Glass. Shout out to Mr. P. Diddy, front cover man, doing what it do. Shout out to Mason. Shout out to DJ Finesse. You know what I'm saying? Mason Storm doing what it do. Shout out to Age Diamond. You know what I mean? Check out our Thursday show. We're going to be talking about cancer. Do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Today, you know, came out. The album just dropped for, you know, Kindred. They out of Philly. You know what I'm saying? The Neo Soul Group. You know, y'all need to go and cop their album and support them in their movement. It dropped. Billy Blast actually produced one of the tracks on that album, number 9. So check that joint out right there, Kindred, shutting it down. You know what I mean? And, you know, today we're going to have your man. You know, we're supposed to have your man. You know who. Master Ace live in the building, shutting it down, doing what it do. So we waiting for Master Ace to call in. Until then, I'm going to go into one of his jump offs right here. We're going to go into that joint they call Crooklyn. Check this one out. You remember this?
Here comes the pitch, and it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Martin ran over to Brooklyn,
better known as Billy Martin. Brooklyn's the borough. Panic as another manic depressant adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and Ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you wild? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matters. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the bill, till then play the building. I mean literally when I say y'all make a killing. From a cypher, see I'm feeling the Busta Piper. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying it's you or not. Bring your click, so we can get known like family sly. Piece of CI in the bush. Mighty machine, rockin' the rock, giving the push. We did it like that and now we do it like this. We did it like that and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about
about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys swarm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh, yes, I can. Move with the groove, move like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? Fat kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? And we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are. You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the app, follow the path to the land of the aftermath. But don't frolic in the mix, crazy ass Brooklyn kids, cause they always throwing a body on my lawn. I'm getting a rock, voila, without a collar. Get off my block, boy, and give me a dollar for the trouble, or get blown up like a bubble. Now let's take a sec to think back. Yeah, of the 7-0, but Brooklyn was the place to go. Flow on the journey up the Crown Heights. Ebbets feel, feel the real, the real on your life. Right, individuals live in the PJs. D-Evil check my DJ. Hey, play what I wanna play in the day. But in the night, I feel the right, took the left, fuck town, Brooklyn, break it down. Head from state to state, travel as I unravel the race. Howard, Pat Scott, and Sutter. I remember way back in the days playing hot peas and butter. Brother, if you want another lesson, Brooklyn, session, take it back, Blacksmith and Weston.
Press your luck, you get stuck by bucks, throw your buck. Master Ace has the taste for duck and duck sauce. So tell Lord Digger, dig a grave for the bones. Sticks and stones, while I kick some ancient homes through your dome. Act went back to attack your home. So Tim, can I flip?
Yes, you can.
I'm in the world war with Muhammad, my man.
Feels so good to be a Brooklyn Dodger. What's happening to Rerun and Roger? I think I seen him wearing Timberlands and running down the block from Dwayne, and Dwayne had a clock. Cause he be selling rock for the Partridge family. And Ruben Kincaid dropped the 300E. And he be pimping Chrissy from Three's Company. Plus he sucked Mr. T for all the jewelry. This is the 70s thing from the days when kids didn't act so crazy.
What it do, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Doing what it do, you know what I'm saying? We waiting for your man to call in into the show. But you know how we do, you know, we're going to keep it rocking nonstop, hitting y'all with nothing but the hottest, you know what I'm saying? All day, every day. And my people in the chat room, I want to send y'all a shout out. I see y'all in the chat room, I see you spicy, but I don't know, my computer has shut down and I had to reboot it. So I was having a problem, so I don't have Adobe on it, so I can't type back to you in the chat room, but I do see y'all in there, and I do love y'all, you know, doing what it do, you know what I mean? We waiting for Master Ace to call in into the show, so that's what we waiting for right now, but we about to go into another jump off, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all remember that one. We about to go into the joint, you don't understand, by Master Ace. Throwing that joint down again. There you go.
And I don't understand.
Yes. You are not rocking with the best.
I don't do white music, I don't do black music, I make rap music for hip-hop kids. Y'all know what it is, when I get biz with this, flows is hard enough, you can hit your kids with this. Thugs walk through Queens Bridge with this, Italian cats drive through Bay Ridge with this, pumping in they I-Rock, your block to my block. I make hits like Chuck Knoblock, but don't make no error or get it confused, or you find yourself getting abused, you fitting to lose. I'ma send this out to everybody, every nigga, every chick, every person up in every party, for all the shorties in the tight denim, and all the hood rats getting jealous, trying to start a fight with them, and to the D's and the black Taurus, loading up the lead in the clip for the gap for us, for us.
Oh, oh,
you are not rocking with the best.
When you're pumping in your VM, you're pumping like this, pumping in your brain, pumping like this, when you're pumping in your Cadillac, pumping like this. Way out in Brooklyn, pumping like this. To my people out in Queens, pumping like this. To my people in the boogie down, pumping like this. People uptown, pumping like this. Pumping like this, hey, pumping like this, man.
I I get the feeling that these cats are thinking that I might be on the verge of sinking. Either they weeded or they heavily drinking. Niggas know that I'm steadily seeking and readily weakening these so-called thug cats with a melody beacon. Let the world hear loud and clear over the airwaves. I move up on the charts like stairways. I bust raps like trailways and Greyhound. This is for them kids that were shot on the playground. Yo, don't know why the streets are so evil. For this ghetto shit, there's no equal. Them yo people. I love rap no matter how much I say I hate it. Some support it, some cats play or hate it. But understand that I'm very thorough. And I'm not gonna stop till my name is heard in every borough. Every borough, every borough.
Oh, oh, take that, turn it up now.
You are not rocking with the best.
To my people out in Cali, pumping like this. To my people down in Boston, pumping like this. My people out in D.C., pumping like this. My people down in Atlanta, pumping like this. To my people down in Philly, pumping like this. To my people out in Texas, pumping like this. To my people out in Queens, pumping like this.
There's a lot of love that's lost once you start being the boss and your name start to be in the sauce and you G'ing off. Cats just start teeing off and taking shots. See you making knots, now they waiting in vacant lots. Yo, I just wanted to rock the newest sneaker on the beeper and hear my song come out the speaker. I never knew there'd be so much drama. I'ma send this out to all my niggas and all my niggas, baby mama. On the block with the newest Prada, getting a lot of chips like Eric Estrada. What's up, miss? Put me on your list. So when you pump it in your Beamer, you're pumping like this, what? Like this,
what?
Like this.
What? I turn it up now, now stop playing. I turn it up now, now stop playing. I turn it up now. If you're sitting on your Twitter, pumping like this. If you're getting cash money, pumping like this. If you're way out in Brooklyn, pumping like this. If you're chilling in the club, pumping like this. If you're chilling in your mansion, pumping like this. If you're pumping on trees, pumping like this. If you're sipping on scissors, pumping like this. What? Pumping like what? Hey, pumping like what? Like makes no sense. Just standing around. Pump your fist, just pumping.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Always shutting it down. Yeah, we supposed to have Master Ace live in the building, man, but I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We waiting for him to call in. You know, I was throwing his tracks in there, and I see all of y'all in the chat room. I want to shout out Victor, you know, Mecca, you know, all the guests, this, and Lynch, you know, Spicy. All of y'all, I'm having a, you know, a couple of questions, a couple of problems going on with my chat room, so I can't really, you know, type in and chat with y'all, but y'all can hear me, and, you know, I could talk to y'all. Y'all can still type in, I can see you, but I can't type through and stuff, but I'm still waiting for Master Ace to come through, you know what I'm saying? Until then, we're going to rock on. I know a lot of y'all seen that Colin Powell actually started to endorse your man Barack Obama. I wonder how y'all feel about that one, you know. How y'all feel about that one? You know, Colin Powell is endorsing Barack Obama, but what took him so long? Why didn't he do it in the beginning? That's the question. How y'all feel about that in the chat room? How y'all feel about that in the chat room? Tell me what you feel about that. We still waiting on your man, you know, Master Ace. Hopefully he calls in, you know what I mean? So, until then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to rock on and keep it rocking. That was one joint from Master Ace. Y'all heard that, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play that joint, Nostalgia. Check that one out, yeah.
Rhymes and insert them inside your vein. They run through your blood. bloodstream, get inside your brain. Since I first put my name up inside the train, my mic control's been unprecedented. And you wrong if you thought you was the best that did it. See, I just started messing with it. I've been married to the game since 88, you just committed. The entire fate of the whole empire states in the hands of a man that's here to inspire hate. Hate for the state of the music, and all these other cats looking for another way to abuse it. I wake you up like a gun in the face, and just here to let you know who's like running the place. And everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know. Got started from beginning to end, when cats used to run in a pack and slaughter the rooftop, Union Square, and the Latin Quarter. And if you came alone, then your chain was gone, unless you was from the hood and your name was known. And even then, you was taking a risk. They would rush you for your chain while you was taking a piss. Hip-hop used to be so thick in the air. When it was there, you ain't even need a kick in the snare. It could have been finger snaps and hand claps. But nowadays, it feels a little different when a man raps. The track commences and cats are French. To me, they lacking sense when I rap's intense. And I be the best in these rap events. And how I got this far, it's called experience. Come on. That I was rotten, huh? You must have gotten a bad sack of weed, cause I track your speed. I run up, find your wife and smack your seed. I've been a star since Pat Benatar, and I still want the house, the boat, the truck, and the car. The limousine with the big screen and the bar. I'm trying to eat while she pour it on like vinegar. Till I'm old and gray, control the day. I'm kinda like the light cause I show the way. I'm the one to collect the funds and hold the pay. The kind that fold away, then I stroll away. I can't name all the hits we charted. That crazy ass trickling ass shit, we got it. We came here tonight to get started. To go act ill and get retarded.
Your girl Lushy Lush doing what it do, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I always give y'all nothing but the hottest. That was for all the true hip hop lovers, you know what I'm saying? I love that old school hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we are supposed to have Master Ace on here, man. Talk to him. You know, he's supposed to be on today. I don't know. Maybe he got into something. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Anything could have happened. I don't know. You know, hopefully he calling. He still has enough time to call in. If he doesn't, you know, maybe we reschedule it for another day. But he is supposed to call in today. But, you know, the Awesome 2 is going to be here live on the 24th, Petty Ted, and, you know what I'm saying, Special K. The Awesome 2 is going to be here on the 24th, and Special Ed is going to be live on here on the 31st. I'm going to be at Busy B, yeah, Chief Rocker's birthday party on the 26th, this Sunday, rocking with him. You're going to see them pictures on MySpace. You know, check out my MySpace page at www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline. And I see all my people out there in the chat room. I love y'all, my supporters and everything, man. I'm about to go to the lines. You know what I mean? Live on Lush Radio with Mecca.
What they call it? You got some EMC in that?
Mecca. Mecca?
Got some EMC
Mecca.
In that?
So hello? What's going on with your phone, Mecca?
Wait, what's wrong with it?
It sound like you, it's an engine going on or something.
No, I'm using a real mic though. I'm using headphones.
No, it's making a crazy noise.
Oh, my bad. I'm not bad.
You wanna call back in? Hello? Yeah. Spicy, Mecca, y'all all in here live in the building. I want to send y'all shout-outs. Baby girls, I usually chat with y'all in the chat room, but, like, I don't know what's going on with my Adobe, so I can't type back to y'all, but I see y'all in the chat room. So I'm sending y'all love. I love all of y'all in the chat room doing what you do, you know what I'm saying? Mecca, all the guests in here, Mika, Spicy, all y'all, you know what I mean? Like I said, we supposed to have Master Ace live in the building. But, you know, hey, Mecca, if you want to call in, you can still call back in. I don't know what's going on with your phone and stuff. It was sounding kind of crazy. So, but if you can call back in and stuff, that'd be all good. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to call in, you know, send your shout-outs, do what you do, show some Lush Radio some love, call in at 347-826-7722 and do what you do. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go into a quick commercial, then I'm going to drop some more music on y'all, man. Because, you know, I got to keep it moving all day, every day. I don't stop, baby. Y'all want to check out something exclusive? Check this out.
Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from first to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJar. PotterJah. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
Yeah, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion, man. Yo, I see you, Mecca. You said you wanted to play some EMC, but the thing is, I don't have that in my player thing right now. So, if I had it, I would play it for you, boo, but I don't have it right now. But I will keep that in retrospect and play that for you. I'm going to go to the lines real quick. You're live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
It's Spicy, Lushy.
Hey, is it Spicy?
Yes. How
What's
are you?
What's up, Spicy? What's up with you, boo-boo?
Nothing much. Can't.
I'm sorry I couldn't talk to you outside the chat room, man. I don't know. I was having some problems with my computer earlier, man.
It's okay.
But I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? So how you doing today, Spicy?
I'm doing good.
That's what
how
it is.
How are you?
Hey, I'm getting over a cold. My asthma was acting up, all kinds of stuff. But I'm making it, man. The show must go on, girl.
How are you? Loud clear.
I want to send a shout-out to Mecca, man. Mecca, you know what I'm saying? I love you, my dude. I don't know if it was the mic or what was it, but it was sounding like almost like an engine going or something. I don't know what it was. But it's EMC, and what song exactly did you want me to play? So I'm going to have that for you maybe around the time when I have Teddy Ted the Awesome 2 on there, what song did you want me to play from them? So I can make sure I have it for you. That's going to be dedicated to Mecca. You know what I'm saying? And so Spicy, I know Mecca was saying that that's old news for him in regards to Colin Powell supporting Obama. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying the same thing. Like, what took him so long, you know, to do that? Hold on 1 second, Spicy.
Yes.
202, you live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
What's up? What's up? Yo, it's your man, The Element.
What's good?
What's going on? What's up with you, man?
You.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the business?
Well, what's going on? Just listen to your show. I just caught on to it, you know. You know, I know Master A is supposed to be on, but, you know how it is. You know how the business, you know what I'm saying? Got to keep it moving, you know what I'm saying, like you said.
Hey, you got to keep it moving, man.
You know what I'm saying? I just thought I'd give you a ring, you know. I registered, you know, for an account and everything, so I couldn't get on the chat thing, so I just said, let me just go ahead and holler on the phone, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
So, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, definitely. I like the tracks and everything. I like the Master Ace tracks. You know what I mean? That's real good. I love the commercial, too. Definitely love the commercial. Got the European thing going on. You know what I'm saying? It was real cute. I was like, oh, no. I'm like, look at this. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wait a minute. That's not her. Wait a minute. You know, it's like, I'm like, oh. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just thought I'd call and, you know, see what's going on.
Well, thanks
you know.
For the support, man. I appreciate that, man, for real. But
he was supposed to
come on here today because I had emailed him earlier today, and he
sent
me like 3 or 4 tracks that I'm playing right now. And but we're gonna go to the phone line. Hopefully, that's him.
Okay.
Live on Lush Radio. What's the deal?
What's going on, man?
Who's
that
this?
Can hear me? It's Master Ace.
Can hear you.
On?
Who's this? Who's this?
It's Master Ace.
What's
can you
up,
hear me?
Man?
Yeah, my bad.
Uh oh.
My bad.
Uh oh.
I'm here though. I'm here.
Wow, Master Ace, man, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, y'all been asking me, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, we was lost in the jungle somewhere, yo. What happened, son? They had you captive? What happened?
Nah, man, I'm just out here doing regular, normal people things, man. I had to go to the drugstore, run some errands, and you know what I'm saying? I got in the car and started listening to talk radio and got lost, but I'm back.
That's good. That's what's good.
That's what's good, man.
That's good.
I appreciate you for calling in, man. I played, you know what I'm saying? You know, I played Crooklyn, and you know what I'm saying? And Don't Understand, you know, I played them joints for the cast earlier. You know what
okay.
I mean? So, I mean, before we get into the interview, man, can you go ahead and pay your bills and send your shout-outs, man?
I mean, I'm just going to shout out my, you know, my crew, EMC, Strickland, Wordsworth, Punchline, my man Filthy Rich, DJ Rob over at M3, you know, the label. We're trying to get it off the ground and really do bigger things next year. And check out that EMC album. Big up to my man Ed OG. Me and him about to do an album together coming out next year. So a lot of things happening. 2009 going to be a nice year.
When did you start the whole EMC label? When did you start that?
Well, that's our group, EMC. We put that album out early this year, came out in March of this year, which is a collaboration album with me, Wordsworth, Punchline, and Strickland. And the label is called M3, and it's been in existence since my Long Hot Summer album, 2004. You know, we create M3, and we put out all the music that we put out since 2004 has been coming out on M3.
That's what it is. So so just go back. Let's take it back to the Juice Crew days, man.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just take it back to the Juice Crew days, man. So the Juice Crew consists of you know, Cool G Rap and your man Craig G. And you, how was that whole experience, and how did you all you guys get together, man?
Well, I met I met Marley first. I won a rap contest in a skating ring in Queens called United States of America.
Okay.
And I won first prize, and that was the first prize was 6 hours of studio time with Marley Marl. So that's how I met Marley Marl. And after my first recording session, I did a little demo with him. He asked me to be on his compilation album, Marley Marl in Control.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Craig G during the process of actually I met Craig G the first day I came to lay my first little demo down at Marley Crib, and then I actually met Cool G Rap and Polo that same day, and then I met MC Shan that same day also. They was all at the studio, and then I met Big Daddy Kane at the photo shoot for Marley Marl in Control. For those that know that album, the album on the back of the album cover, we got we next to a Learjet. It's the whole Juice Crew, Biz. Everything we all about a jet plane. So I met Biz and I met Kane that day, and just kind of been, during those years. You talk about the late '80s. I'm looking up to them guys, just kind of trying to learn and watch, and I was just a sponge and soaking it all in, watching Marley Marl as the producer and the guy behind the boards and. Learned a lot being around them dudes.
Wow. Is it a myth or is it not? Because my dude was telling me that you guys actually haven't performed the symphony all together. It just doesn't work out or something like that.
We performed it together one time.
One time.
One time in New Jersey. I'm going to say it was like probably 1989. It's a club in Newark called Sensations.
Mm-hmm.
And all four of us did the symphony. That's the only time ever that we've all done it together. It was a Big Daddy Kane show. Huh?
Okay. So, I mean, how has hip-hop changed for you now from when you first started in the game?
Well, obviously it's a lot more money involved. It's definitely more about record sales than actual quality material. It's not about the quality of the material. It's about how many records you sell and whatever gimmick or gadget you can come up with or catchy hook or phrase you can come up with to sell a million records. Everything is all good. Like, people don't, now that the term player hating has come into existence, now it's like you can't criticize cats. You got to just go with everybody, just kind of goes with the flow. Whereas back in the day, you kind of had to be saying something, you kind of had to be bringing something to the table lyrically or content wise, musically. You had to be bringing something to the table, and if you weren't, you was fair game for dudes to go at you and say stuff about you on records and whatever, take shots at you. But nowadays, it's pretty much like, it's no rules no more. You could do whatever, and If you sell a bunch of records, then you just get that respect regardless of how good or not good.
Okay. What's the hardest adversity that you think that you had to face being in the industry?
Adversity? I don't know. Probably, after my first album on Cold Chillin' Records, I was put in a position where my second album was almost recorded and they weren't gonna be distributing it, and I had to figure out what I was gonna do career wise. Where was I gonna go? And it was about a year there where I wasn't sure where I was gonna wind up. And then I stumbled onto a label called Delicious Vinyl out in LA, and they gave me an opportunity. And I did my second album, Slaughterhouse. I recorded an album with them, and that kind of opened me up to a brand new fan base. It gave me new life, and I was back in the mix again.
Okay, that's what it is, man. So, Ace, I'm about to play this joint right here, Born to Roll, right? So I can take these cats back so they can see what the deal is. Can you hold on the line for me real quick? You heard me? Ace. We'll be right back.
dum-dums bust the scientific approach to the course and the force is centrifugal. Can you find your way through the lyrics that be catching them? Throw another rhyme across the room, they be fetching them. And they take a loss to the master. And I throw crazy blows and they know I be blastering. All across the room, on the ceilings and the walls too. Punk little suckers didn't know I had the gall to come around, they block with my cock diesel system and turn it up to 10 and then start to diss them. And they didn't want to battle if they did when they told me they'd open up their trunk, but they tried to ignore me. Hey little suckers, I know you hear me calling you. Thought you wanted some, but I see that you're all in you. Frontin' ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on like Marvin Gaye. Take the cash and spit it on the hood of your wick whack, low riding Cadillac. Back up your boys and let's start the battle act like, you know, the master ace don't play when it comes to my bass.
Check it out, baby, check it out, dog. Check it out, baby, check it out, dog. Check it out, baby, check it out, dog. Check it out, baby,
I was born to roll.
The block, like what else should a brother do? It's Saturday, the heat might smother you. Rolling down my windows, yeah, I have an air conditioner. But I got the sound I want the whole world to listen to. Waiting at a red light, Kentucky Fried Chicken in. Blowing theory taping, bass crazy kicking in. See this Puerto Rican, Latin Chico Rico Suave. In the red Corolla, ayo, does he wanna play? Pulling up beside me, looking like he wanted. Show me what you got, then watch me get up on it. Holding up traffic, but we can't hear they horns, cause he got music a grande, yeah, he got it going on. But I think I better school him, cause he don't know the time. So I'm turning up the boom, cause he cannot mess with mine. Cousins hit me hitting from like 50 blocks away. I wanna turn the head, so you know I got to play. High decibels passing through a residential district. See a few cuties, and I turn it up like this quick. Meet up, meet up, man, don't sleep. I got the woofers in my Jeep.
Check it out, baby, check it out, dog. Check it out, baby, check it out, dog. Check it out, baby, check it out, dog. Check it out, baby,
I was born to roll.
Check it out, baby, check it out, dog. Check it out, baby, check it out, dog. Check it out, baby, check it out, dog. Check it out, baby,
I was born to roll.
Black boy, turn that shit down. You know that America don't wanna hear the sound of the bass drum. Jungle music, go back to Africa. Nigga, I'll arrest ya if you're holding up traffic. I'll be damned if I listen, no cops save your breath. And write another ticket if you have any left. I'm breaking eardrums while I'm breaking the law. I'm disturbing all the peace, cause the soldier said war. So catch me if you can, here's a donut. Cause once you drive away, yo, you know I'm gonna go nuts. And turn it up to where it was before, nice try. But you can't stop the power of the bass in your eye. I wonder if I blasted a little Elvis Presley, would they pull me over and attempt to arrest me? I really doubt it. They probably start dancing, jumping on my tippin', pissing in their pants and wiggling and jiggling and grabbing on their pelvis. But you know my name, so you never hear no Elvis. Strictly the hardcore, dirty street level hits. Guards on my side, so watch what the devil gets. Positivity hitting 50 levels deep. Coming out the woofers in my Jeep.
Check it out, baby. Check it out, dog. Check it out, dog. Check it out, baby. Check it out, dog. Check it out, baby.
I was born to roll.
Check it out, baby. Check it out, dog. Check it out, baby. Check it out, dog. Check it out, baby. Check it out, dog. Check it out, baby.
I was born to roll.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm with your man, Master Ace, man, the legend, you know what I'm saying, the icon, doing what it do, live on Lush Radio. So if you want to call and talk to your man, Master Ace, 347-826-7722, call in right now. This is what we do, you know what I'm saying, live in the building. Master Ace, you still with us?
I'm here.
So, how was your experience being with the Brooklyn Dodgers, man? How was that?
That was cool. I mean, you know, like, I was definitely a Black Moon fan, definitely a Special Ed fan, definitely a Tribe Called Quest fan, so, and definitely a Spike Lee fan. So, it was like cool just being asked. I mean, you know, Q-Tip is actually they called me and asked me if I wanted to be part of the project, and you know that was a no-brainer. I definitely was down to do it.
That's what it is. Hold on 1 second. We got a caller calling in. You live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
Can you hear me clear?
Caller. You're live on Lush Radio. What's the business? Oh, your phone is like, I can't hear nothing, sweetheart. Try one more time. Yeah. That was Mecca calling. I guess he was trying to call and tell you, say what's up and give you props, but I don't know what was going on with his phone. Sounded kind of crazy. Kind of crazy. So Master Ace, you doing big things right now, man. You know, you got the hot websites up and everything. What's up? Can you let them know where the website they can, you know, check you out at?
Yeah, definitely. My website is real simple, masterace.com. Spelled normally, MASTAACE. And we have a MySpace page, which is for the group EMC. And the MySpace page is MySpace/EMC, the group. And you can also check out the label's website, M3Hip Hop.com.
What made you create the whole label and stuff? What made you, you know, decide you wanted to have a whole record label?
I just got tired of dealing with industry cats, the A&R dudes, the dudes with all the opinions that tell you what type of records you need to be making. I just really wanted to do the type of music that I wanted to do, and I didn't want to have to answer to nobody or have anybody, you know, get their hands involved in the creative process. Signed a Big Beat Atlantic Records for a couple of years, and you know, I was over there and they were really trying to make me do a certain type of music, and you know, basically they were trying to chase the whole bad boy, you know, success, and trying to get me to do party records and all this kind of stuff.
Wow.
And you know, they wanted me to collaborate with Changing Faces and all this kind of, you know, do these R&B kind of records, and I really wasn't what I was trying to do, you know. And you know, I tried to do a couple of those records. I started out kind of doing a couple of those records, and it didn't feel right. And so, you know, probably partially because I wasn't fully on board with what they wanted to do, they decided to drop me from the label. And and from that point on, you know, I got real bitter for a minute there about the whole music business. I actually fell back, didn't want to make records no more. I actually started sending my resume around. I was gonna try to get a job at one of the labels and just go that route with it, just kind of, you know, fix it from the inside out. So I started that. Then I started producing, and I tried to go the production route and just started, you know, passing BCDs around and just trying to go heavy with that. I was really like not trying to rhyme no more. And then I think somewhere around like probably like 98 or something like that, I went down to maybe even 99. I went down to Philly and met with Jazzy Jeff and got to meet some of his producers over at Touch of Jazz, and just saw that whole vibe they had over there, the creativity, the hip hop was, it just made me feel like hip hop was still alive, you know, and well. And then in 2000, I went overseas and did a tour, and it was my first time going overseas for a while. And I went overseas and did like 15 shows and was amazed at the turnout, the amount of people that was coming to the shows, and the love that was in the building, and the fact that people knew the records. And I came back home in 2000 and I felt renewed. I felt like I wanted to do it again. And right around the beginning of 2001, I connected with Filthy Rich, DJ Rob, and you know, they kind of helped me make a decision to put together Disposable Arts. And I dropped that album. I dropped Disposable Arts in 2001, and that was it.
Wow, that's what it is. So you got your third win back, huh?
Yeah, that
you
was
got that
it.
Third,
you know,
win back in.
Yep.
I got one of the chatters in the chat room. His name is Mecca. He was trying to call in earlier. He's one of your fans. He actually wanted to say, because I don't know, he's having a problem with his phone. He said, do you have any future EMC projects coming up?
Yeah, we're doing another EMC album. It's coming out in 2009, probably like second quarter of 2009, maybe by the summer. to try to come right back with another EMC album. We got a Wordsworth album coming. We got the A&E album, which is me and Edo G, Ace and Ed, and coming with that album. Also, second quarter. Then we got the Strickland album coming. It's just we're just going to keep hitting y'all with joints.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, when you was talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I know when you, a lot of old school rappers go overseas, right? So do you feel like you get more love overseas than here? How you feel about that?
I just think in general, man, that they just give more love to hip-hop overseas because of the, you know, in the States, I can do shows in the States, and, you know, it'll be at a local club, and you might get 250 people in there if you're lucky on a good night. You know, you might get 150 to 250 people, you know, on a good night. Overseas, same situation. You got 600 to 1,000 people in the spot. It's just they appreciate it more. They go out there, they seek it out, and when we come overseas, they appreciate it and they want to come out and show support and love. And then when they in the club, they wild out. They don't stand there like statues. They have fun with it. They jumping around, wilding out.
Yeah, man, that's what it is, because I know a lot of my homeboys that told me when they go overseas, man, the guap over there is crazy. Like, that Euro is what it is over there. And they like, appreciate authentic hip-hop. Like, the stuff they playing now, I ain't knocking nobody on what they doing now, but I'm back in the days in the 80s, 90s, you know what I'm saying, when they was really, you can really, like, you know, they had a movement, and you can really understand what they're saying. You know, they ain't had too much of that funny voice stuff going on. But, you know, to each his own.
Yeah, definitely,
You know. Yeah. So, like, you saying, like, in regards to the industry, and you talking about record labels, so you feel like more, like, back in the day or even now, you feel like they had more control on the artist's creativity on dropping the album, or they can hold back when an artist drops their album and what they can because of their own politics and different issues?
Well, once the majors really got their hands on hip-hop and really, you know, all the everybody wanted to be signed to a major at one point, they basically shaped how hip-hop sounded, because they, you know, the majors are all about sort of merging hip-hop and R&B together to market it to radio, you know. Radio wants songs that, you know, women 18 to 25 is listening to. So if you throw an R&B dude on the record, then more women is going to listen to it, and more women is going to listen to the station. So it all, you know, the record, the major labels and the radio stations work hand-in-hand with that stuff. And, you know, it just kind of changed the sound of hip-hop. It was a point in time where you would hear Wu-Tang on regular rotation, you know.
Yep.
Protect Your Neck, Black Moon, like, I mean, hard records. And then at some point, somewhere around 93, 94, it started to change, you know. And, you know, some say change for the worse. It definitely changed, though. And it became more about, you know, having that hook, you know what I mean, and having that catchy, singy kind of hook, you know. Then the disco loops, Puff started killing it with the disco records, you know what I mean. And so that's what it was.
Man, that the whole thing. I mean, I don't know. Like Nas said, you know, hip hop was dead. A lot of people had beef with it and stuff. But the way I look at it, I used to rhyme back in the day. And from listening to the whole movement of how rap started to now, it's like, you know, I'm really disappointed. For real.
Yeah.
You know? That's the whole reason why I started this whole, you know, radio show, because I'm trying to level out the platform. You know, it's still some hip-hop heads that love the authentic hip-hop. I'm not knocking cats that's doing the new school stuff, but, yo, I like the bop to, you know what I'm saying, Rakim and, you know, the Juice Crew, you know, Busy B. My shout out to him. His birthday's on October the 26th. I'll be down there with him. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, hip-hop has changed, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like, it would have been all good with the whole kind of hip hop R&B vibe if they were still playing the other records. But like, it reached a point where radio was like, you bring them a Wu-Tang record, something hard like that, and they're looking at you like, nah, we can't play this. You know, it's got to be a little softer. It's got to be a little more down the middle. And that's where we got lost at, where you couldn't have that hard record and those other records on the same station, and that's where we got lost.
And that's the truth, because I'm starting to notice now, like, what's this cat name? Youngberg or whatever. It's these cats, they be coming out like they was on some gangster stuff. Now they doing like girly music or something, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, like, where did this come in?
They try to throw the thuggery rhymes in there, but then they got like Maxwell singing the hook or whatever.
Yeah, man, I'm like, yo, I don't know what's going on, man. I mean, I don't know. You know, sometimes I be scared. And then they got the tight pants and all that. You know, what's up with the tight pants, son?
What's the deal? I'm not even commenting on that.
Yo, that stuff is crazy. We got a caller calling in, yo. You're live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
What's up, y'all? This is D Element from UDR Radio. You know what I'm saying? Just want to say what's up to Master Ace. You know what I mean? Keeping the hip-hop alive. You know,
trying.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, we talk about it here in the DMV area, you know, and everybody here trying to get this and everything. But it's like, you know, they don't know anything about the business, and some do and some don't. And it's like we just got this mixture of miscommunication going on. And it's like, you know, we just trying to get DC on the map. You know what I mean? I'm come from Queens, you know what I mean, Far Rock, and I come down here and it's like, whoa, you know, everybody's just doing their thing, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just trying to make my contribution best I can, you know, and glad that brothers like you, somebody listening. That's all I care about. Definitely, man.
You know what I mean? So, you know, me and Lush, we talk about it at times, and I talk about other cats down here, you know, and, you know, if you go to my MySpace page and everything, you hear some of the interviews I have and everything, and it talks about stuff like that, you know, about hip-hop and rap and all that, and it's just, you know, it's just all about the money, like you said, you know.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling in, though, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Peace.
Yeah, man. I mean, I got people in the chat room listening in and stuff like that. But if you want to talk to Master Ace, you can call in at 347-826-7722, man. So like I said, man, if you, right now, you know what I'm saying, you at a point, what exactly, if you could change anything in hip-hop, what would you change?
I would just have things a little bit more balanced in terms of what we hear on the radio and what we see on the video shows. I mean, if we could have, you know, some of the stuff that we got and then have it balanced out with some more pure stuff, then everybody's happy, and then hip hop is not skewed one direction. But right now, you know, the commercial fans, they think that all hip hop is a ringtone. You know what I'm saying? And they kind of got it twisted a little bit. And it's a little bit more than just the ringtone stuff. It's more out there, but they're not getting exposed to it because commercial radio is not playing it like that, and commercial video shows is not playing it like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, I mean, I heard it from the record labels themselves. They said basically, like, these TIs and all, they the last of the breed. They really not signing people, and if they are signing people, they're not putting money into marketing. You know what I'm saying? And I tell these young cats that there's independence, you got to brand yourself. And at the end of the day, it's all about selling units. You know what I mean?
Well, the major labels, man, they messed up the formula themselves. Like, they're all going out of business and losing money now, but it's their own fault. They screwed up the formula, you know, back in the mid-90s when they started spending $1 million on video budgets and all this crazy stuff. Like, they got it to the point, the spending got so out of control with the majors that you had to sell like 2 million records just to make a profit. Like, at a certain point in hip hop, if you went gold, everybody made money. That's because the spending wasn't ridiculous. The videos back then was like maybe 25,000. You know what I'm saying? Like 30,000. That was if you spent 40, you were spending a lot on a video. And then at some point, you know, with the Hype Williamses and those type of people coming in, making these real big budget videos, it got crazy. It got like out of hand, like to where they spending $2 million on video and promotion and another $1.5 million on marketing. It's like you gotta sell so many records to make that money back that it's like the artists never seeing money. So they messed the formula up. That's what happened with that.
I don't know. I'm starting to see, like, when I look at videos, and I don't really watch TV no more because it just starts to disgust me. You know what I mean? It's like, it seems like they're, like, you know, minimizing even the video. Like, they're not as extravagant as they used to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's they're not spending that money no more, though. Things have changed now. It's like, labels is going out of business left and right, so they don't got that type of money to be wasting right now.
Yeah, so I tell the cast, the youth, I say, yo, if you want to come out here, you got to brand yourself and you have to cause your own buzz and you have to market yourself, because they're not going to do it, because they're not willing to take that risk no more. You know,
yeah.
They're not willing to take that risk. You know, and the budgets they used to have, they don't have them no more.
There it is.
You know, so. You know, I know you look at politics, right? You've been watching the race, right?
Oh yeah, closely.
So, how do you feel about the whole situation with Colin Powell? You know, late out of the blue, like, you know, putting in and endorsing Barack Obama. How do you feel about that situation?
I mean, I don't know that it's gonna matter to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like. But I think I think there'll be a small percentage of Republicans where it's gonna make a difference. But for the most part, all white people gonna do is say, it figures, you know. Of course he's gonna endorse Barack, of course, you know. But
well, what I don't understand is, okay, if he endorsed, why he wait so late though?
I mean, no, it. Who's to say? He probably was. I don't know, but I know he was real honest about the stuff that he was saying. He was even going in on his party a little bit, which he kind of had to. He had no choice. He had to keep it real with people about his feelings about his own party. So I respect him for keeping it real on that level.
But it is.
I'm out. Milan,
cause my whole thing was like I just didn't understand why he waited so long. I guess he wanted to see how everything play out before he actually, like, you know what I'm saying, he wanted to, you know, make his move or whatever.
It probably was a hard decision for him because he's, you know, Colin Powell is a career Republican. He's rode hard with the Republicans forever. And now he can't bring himself to support that movement no more.
Yeah.
So it probably was a hard decision for him to make. But he made the right decision.
I'm praying. I'm praying and hoping that, you know what I'm saying, there's some kind of change, you know what I mean? Because, yo, the economy is messed up. For real. But like I said, though, man, Ace, I truly, truly appreciate you, man, for coming in, you know. I know you got caught up in some other stuff. I kind of was under the weather, but, you know, the show had to go on because I said, you know, I promised the people that I was going to have you on here. So I didn't, you know, keep it going, you know what I mean?
I'm glad you sent me that reminder text because I might have slept it all together. I'd be in here listening to sports talk radio driving home and I get caught up, but you know, that reminder was right on point, and you know, I jumped right on and we got it in, so all good.
Yeah, appreciate you though, son. And can you give the people once again where they can catch you at, man, so they can support you in your movement and everything that you're doing, man?
Definitely, man. MasterAce.com, M3HipHop.com, and EMC The Group. That's on MySpace. EMC The Group. MySpace/EMC The Group.
Yo, I'm gonna send you a friend request, son.
Oh yeah, I mean the brothers check it. I'm Wordsworth and Strickland on there heavy. I'm not really a MySpace dude like that, but they you'll definitely get accepted because they on there every day.
That's what it is.
All right.
I'm definitely gonna send you a friends request, man. And like I said, man, I support you in everything you do. You know, God bless you and your family. You know what I'm saying? And I pray to God that everything you want in life becomes true, man. You know?
Appreciate it.
Like I said, mi casa, su casa, I still love you even though, you know, you came late, though, but it's all good.
we still got it in, right?
Yeah, we still got it in.
All right. There it is.
So, you know, God bless you, mi casa, su casa. Anytime you got something, you know, going on, just let me know. Shoot me an email, flyer, whatever. I send it out. It's all good. I support your movement.
All right, Lush.
That's what it is.
Be in touch.
Yo, later.
What?
It is. Live with your man, Ace, man. It's not a game. I give you nothing but legends live in the building, man. Shutting it down. I'm going to leave y'all off with Crooklyn. You heard?
Here comes the pitch, and it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Martin ran over to second base.
Better known as
Billy
Martin.
Brooklyn's the borough.
Panic. That's another manic depressant. Adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and Ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you out? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran.
Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the Bill Tilden, play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm feeling the Busta pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. Bring your click, so we can get known like family sly. We to CI in the bush. Mighty machine, rocking the rock, giving the push. We did it like that and now we do it like this. We did it like that and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys warm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh yes I can. Move with the groove, move like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? Fat kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? And we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are. You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the ass, follow the path to the land of the aftermath. But don't frolic in the mix, crazy ass Brooklyn kids. Cause they always throwing a body on my lawn. I'm getting a rock, voila, without a collar. Get off my block, boy, and give me a dollar for the trouble. Or get blown up like a bubble. Now let's take a sec to think back. The year of the 7-0, but Brooklyn was the place to go. Flow on a journey up the crown heights. Cabbage feel, feel the real on your life. Right, individuals live in the PJs. D-E will check my DJ. Hey, play what I wanna play in the day. But in the night, I feel the right, took the left, fuck town. Brooklyn, break it down. Head from state to state, travel as I unravel the race. How it, tap, Scott, and stutter. I remember way back in the days playing hot peas and butter. Brother, if you want another lesson, Brooklyn, session, take it back, blacksmith and weapon.
Press your luck, you get stuck by bucks, throw your buck. Master Ace has the taste for duck and duck sauce. So tell Lord Digger, dig a grave for the bones, sticks and stones. While I kick some ancient homes through your dome, act went back to attack your home. So just can I flip?
Yes, you can.
I'm in the world war with Muhammad, my man. Feels
yo, yo, yo. I just want to send a quick shout out. Love to my homeboy, my big brother, DJ Finesse, for sponsoring this whole interview with your man, Master Ace. Without him, it wouldn't have went down. You know what I'm saying? Whole Mace Management Group, shout out to Ace Diamond. You know, big brother's doing his thing, shutting it down. I got mad love for you, DJ Finesse. Shout out to Mr. P Did It, Mr. Front Cover Man, Polo. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to play this joint right here. It's Ace Diamond, Blow the Whistle. This is for my big brother, DJ Finesse. And Ace Diamond, Blow the Whistle.
Yes! Ace Diamond. Yeah. It's the Keith Harris production. Let's go, let's go.
I might be hit with a fine, cause probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make
you
mine.
You should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty. I'm gonna make you mine.
You expect to blow, I leave you breathless. Blow out your candles, ace the death wish. No need for the guns to pop off. I just pop off, you just drop off. Sound off when I enter the building. You just run and hide all the women and children. I'm goodwill hunting, give them something to toke on. Embracing the old school, something to float on. Ace, diamond, it's your boy, diamond. Some say violent, either way, grind. Yes, ace is not falling, but I'ma pick it up, cause hip hop is calling. Now everybody in the club, put your hands high. Feeling tipsy, little pissy in your man's high. Know you can hold up the wall if you want to, and play cool with your game, but why would you want to?
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty. I'm gonna make you mine.
Now if you want to, I confront you with a little something noose down the bump too. And if I really wanted to slump you, I just hit you with some fire, same thing that the pump do. You just a gump dude looking for fame in the game you know nothing about, ain't that a shame? But enough about you, I got a job to do. I ain't got no problem with you, I'm just not involved in you. Ace,
diamond,
it's your boy,
diamond.
I stay high, keep the chicks eyeing. Yes, dog, ace is not falling, but things is looking up like the sky is falling. Now everybody in the club, hold your drinks high and wave side to side till I say goodbye. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but I know you don't want to.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
You should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty. I'm gonna make you mine.
You should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty. I'm gonna make you mine.
I might get hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty. I'm gonna make you mine.
You should be a penalty. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club. Great goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club. Great goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle in the club. Break goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle in the club. Break goose in the cup, blow the whistle. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty. I'm gonna make you mine.
You should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine. Get loose in the club, break goose in your cup, blow the whistle.